9 Ways Social Work Can Make You Invincible. Jim McFarland Joliet thinks, it shows that the country needs to refocus on public health in general. And he wants to do something with the Department of Economic Development, Workforce Solutions, and others. They offer a variety of options, including incentives for people who are unemployed for 2 months. Demand for healthcare and social work increases as baby boomers age, making it a strong area of activity for social work students. But childcare is a major obstacle for us, and that is why we need to talk more about how we can get women back into the labor market. Jim McFarland Joliet says many advocates for social workers are calling the government to change harmful laws, support government assistance programs, and create new nonprofit and nonprofit initiatives to help people through difficult times. In schools, social workers at all levels of education offer positive behavioral, school and class counseling to change the school experience of pupils who are struggling. According to Jim McFarland Joliet, over the past 100 years, social workers have been involved in some of the most important social advances in the U.S. and around the world. The most common careers in social work include medical social workers, clinical social workers and school social workers, family social workers, military social workers and public sector social workers. In order to alleviate the worst paralyzing burdens and other problems, social workers played a key role in reforming labor law and implementing programmers to help people overcome the loss of their jobs. Programs that social workers have helped to build include unemployment insurance, disability compensation, employee compensation, and social security. According to a study conducted by Health Affairs, the largest group of mental health providers in the United States is professional social workers. This is good news for graduates of social work and their employers, who can reap the benefits of new talent, leading to higher pay. In May 2015, social workers made a median salary of $45,900 a year, but licensed social workers in certain fields have the potential to earn much more. Social work is not an easy field of work, but it can be rewarding and meaningful. Social workers assess relevant issues and their potential impact on clients before deciding on a course of action. They do this by keeping up to date with the knowledge relevant to social work. They review specialist literature and take part in training courses on relevant practices of social work and ethics of social work. Jim McFarland Joliet shares the general expectation that social workers confidentially treat information does not apply where disclosure is necessary to prevent serious, foreseeable, or immediate harm to the client or others. Social workers should not seek private information from clients without compelling professional reasons. In all cases, social workers should disclose as little confidential information as is necessary to achieve the desired purpose and disclose only information relevant to the purpose for which the disclosure was made. You can operate content marketing as an outsourced service or hire your own content strategists. In addition to the lower costs, content marketing generates up to 3 times more leads than other promotion tools. These leads result from all the traffic on the website, contribute to brand awareness, meet potential customers and increase the brand's social media presence. Jim McFarland Joliet says paid advertising was once considered the most effective way to win customers. Over the years, however, it lost its charm as many people began to use ad blockers on their devices. Content marketing is a broad spectrum of marketing and it has spawned other forms of promotion such as social media and SEO. Many companies find it difficult to invest in content marketing because they are not aware of the benefits it offers. In this article, we will discuss some ways in which content marketing can benefit your business. We have to take your point of view on I appreciate it, but it is useful for us as policymakers to get used to having solid discussions like this, to understand people's questions when they are useful and when they are not. We must return to the work we have done in the state governments. Deuce uses a mixture of rap, rock, and hip-hop with elements of metal music from his former band Hollywood Undead and compares these early works with Eminem, with whom he collaborated on his debut album 9 Lives. Deuce, writing his debut album, spoke about the legal situation and how it affected him, noting that it made him tougher and stronger. As a solo artist, Deuce performs live with a crew called 9 Lives, who provide additional instrumentation and vocals. Deuce's album Nine Lives was seen by Deuce fans and reviews as a follow-up to the swan song's 48 and has claimed in several interviews that he will release another debut album, Nine Lives. Deuce said in an interview with YouTube personality Brian Starr that he wrote and produced swan songs, and went on to say that his music was better than his former band Hollywood Undead. I would get people to listen to Nine Lives if they wanted songs like swan songs. Jim McFarland Joliet says in our future electrified world the demand for battery storage will be enormous, reaching 2 to 10 terawatt hours, TWH, of annual battery production by 2030 compared to less than 0.5 TWH today. However, there is growing concern about whether key commodities will be sufficient to meet this demand. While lithium-ion batteries will continue to be the dominant technology in the foreseeable future, components made of cobalt and nickel, both materials have considerable supply constraints on the global market. Results of an older study in 2007 suggest that people with mood disorders that are not consistent with psychosis and bipolar disorder are more likely to require hospitalization. Sleep disorders are generally associated with a lower quality of life in people with bipolar disorder and can cause worse symptoms. Furthermore, research suggests that the frequency of cannabis use increases proportionally to the risk of psychotic disorders.